Joining us on the line this morning is Pam Leader, is the executive director of the Savoy Theater in Glace Bay. Good morning, Pam.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
Well, I'm good, but I think the last time we would have talked, we would have been talking about what event was coming up next at the Savoy Theater, and you would have been gleefully telling me that when it was and the show times and how you were looking forward to packing people into the Savoy Theater. And now the news comes this morning that the Savoy Theater has canceled everything for the rest of the year.
Well, that being said, everything we had on the books on sale right now is either canceled or postponed until 2021. We're still holding out hope that we're going to get some Christmas shows in there. So we're holding out hope, but I don't know how it's going to go.
You're a not-for-profit setup, and how do you pay the bills when you don't have anything coming in?
Well, it's not easy for sure. We have everybody at this point is laid off. The whole staff is laid off, which is the hardest thing with this.
How many did the Savoy employ?
Well, full time we have 7 laid off, and then there are some part time people that obviously are not getting work. So without that cost, we have our cost of power and phones, and nothing coming in. And, you know, doing lots of refunds. So it's going to be dicey to get through the next 6 to 8 months. If we see things start to move towards opening, although I feel we'll be the last sector, well, we will, to open just because of physical distancing, we can possibly do a Christmas dinner theater or some Christmas shows. I don't know. Like, that's being very optimistic.
Yeah. Well, you have a facility that holds well over what, 750, 800
that's
people.
Right.
So, have you given any thought to how you would do that when the time comes?
There's the option of taking seats out and having, you know, every third seat as a seat that you sell two, and then have two that are empty, but we have to remove the seats. It's a lot of work, but it may need to be done down the road. The problem with that is most of our shows that we produce ourselves, for example, Cinderella that just passed that we didn't get to do, or Mamma Mia, which we have next year, their budgets are based on 700 seats. So if all of a sudden we can only sell 300 seats, it means a difference of the kinds of shows we're going to be able to do, produce ourselves.
You mentioned your staff laid off part-time and full-time, but there's also the actors that are involved, the people that would
be
involved. All of those people are going to be out of work for quite some time.
That's right. So, and that's unfortunate. You know, a lot of the people that we work with, but that also work in other venues, you know, their livelihood is gone right now as well, because anybody in this business, actors, singers, dancers, comedians, whatever, 90% of them are self-employed, and you know, they're losing money.
Yeah.
You know, and bookings. You know, a lot of those people had bookings for this whole summer. We had the summertime review, and they had, you know, with all of the other festivals around the island, a lot of those musicians were booked the whole summer. And now they have a summer off. So,
is there anything that a lot of people have been turning to the internet and to virtual songs and concerts and so on? Anything that you've given any thought to along that line?
Well, we sponsor Stephen Muse and Jen Shepherd for Garbage Night, which is very, very, very popular. I feel good being involved in that in the tiniest, tiniest way, just because it's giving back to the community.
Right.
We haven't gone into investigating what we could do online. There's so much out there right now online. I just don't know that there's anything we're capable of doing right at this moment.
I don't know how you would, the physical distancing thing, I don't know
right.
how you would stage a play or anything like that with that physical distance being in effect. I don't know how you would.
Well, that's it.
Is there any kind of light at the end of the tunnel, so to speak, from governments? Is there any possibility that there could be financial help there?
Well, I do know that there was money given to Department of Heritage and Culture. I don't think that there's any way to apply for any of that yet. So hopefully I think that there will be, because again, I think that when this is all over, entertainment is what people are going to be looking for. And, you know, whether it's music, whether it's dance, whether it's comedy, people are going to, they're going to veer towards the arts when this is over. Whether they'll be able to afford it is a whole other kettle of fish.
Well, I think we're all got our fingers crossed and hoping that someday we'll be able to return to the Savoy Theater in the way it was.
And I've been watching theaters in New York who are making plans. And you know, if you think about the theaters on Broadway, they're not even close to coming back yet.
Yeah.
And a lot of those places are making alternate sort of renovations to their theater, trying to map out the seats to see how it would work. But again, they may have a show that's already ready to go up, but based on the number of seats that they could sell, it probably would lose money. So it's a whole.
It really
it's
is.
Scary
isn't it?
To
yes.
me. It's very difficult to start to work your head around. Okay, maybe we're only going to have 350 seats to sell, so I think maybe we're only going to be able to do a 4-person show instead of a 20-person show.
Yeah, these are difficult times for everybody.
But the one thing I will say is that I know, I feel it, you know, psychic I am. The Savoy will be back. We'll be back in 2021. Hopefully we're allowed to be at that point. And we'll bounce back. The Savoy's been through 2 fires. It's been through a lot of things in the last, years. And the Savoy will make it to its 100th birthday in 7 years. And I was just going to say I guarantee that, but I thought I better not say that. But it will bounce back. I do feel that. It doesn't make it any easier right now. We're trying to sort out what to do, but I do feel we will be here when this is over.
We're all hoping you're right. Thanks for taking our call this morning, Pam, and stay safe and healthy. Great talking to you, as always.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.
Pam Leader is the executive director of the Savoy Theater in Glace Bay.